Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight to the Shepherd's Call. We're live and direct tonight from Andrews, North Carolina, where we're in fellowship service. And joining us tonight is the Daughters of Zion. Praise Yahweh. Well, you ladies that's been listening in to the Shepherd's Call and just been hearing Pastor Buddy tonight, we're going to treat you to a special treat. The daughters will begin to speak to you tonight and confirm their faith. And the Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise Yahweh. And so tonight, I'm going to introduce to you the sisters that we have. We have a few in here tonight in the studios. It means we can get in here. Praise Yahweh. And they're going to carry on the service tonight for you and testify about their Heavenly Father, Yahweh. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is full of the adventures of the sisters that labored in the vineyard for the workman's pay, and we start with the little daughters that went out before the Israelite army, and they came out there with their tambourines, and they came out there with the praise, and they came out there with the confidence to get the job done and the victory in the battles. Praise God. Well, Deborah, we know that she was a prophetess, and she was in charge of directing Israel for quite a few years, praise the Heavenly Father. And these wonderful sisters are actually, the old saying is, there's a good, a woman behind every good man. In this case, there is a woman within the church for Yahweh. You know that Yahweh, and when he was here upon the earth, many of the sisters followed him, and they were faithful. It was a woman that was first praised Yahweh at the tomb of the resurrection, and it was a woman that got the message to take back, and it was the process of the women that helped execute the completeness upon the day of Pentecost, when the Bible said they came a mighty sound from heaven, and they were 120 gathered in the upper room. Well, we're gathered in this upper room here in Andrews, and I'd like to introduce Dr. Jack's wife. This is Chris, and you're going to get to hear her testimony tonight, and she's going to direct the rest of the sisters, and they're going to give you their powerful testimonies tonight. So Sister Chris, we're glad to have you aboard tonight. Thanks for coming into the Shepherd's Call here tonight.
Thank you, buddy. It's nice to be here.
Well, we want you to be the choir director here tonight for all the sisters that's going to be witnessing, and just take their testimonies and their witness for the King. Take your time. You've got the whole hour, and we're going to give it to you tonight. So, Sister Chris, you just go ahead and give them a word or two about what you're all about and what you believe and how you got into the faith and things of this nature, and just follow the Spirit and go ahead and start the service here tonight. Welcome aboard.
Okay, thank you, buddy. Well, like I said, it's wonderful to be here. It's wonderful to be in fellowship this weekend with the brothers and sisters of the faith. Yahweh has just blessed all of our lives so abundantly, and since I got into the name of Yahweh, I was baptized in 1999 in the name of Yahweh, and my life has just been blessed tremendously in so many different ways. And if you haven't been buried in the name of Yahweh, you probably don't know what I'm saying, but those of you that have been buried with Yahweh know where I'm coming from. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous tonight when the camera's stuttering, but maybe I think I'll improve it a little bit. But, Yahweh's just, like I said, it's just hard to say. Yahweh's given me some beautiful songs. I'd never written a song before, never had a desire to write a song before. He's given me some beautiful words and beautiful music to songs. He's joined my husband and I in a way that is just hard to describe, but when you're both serving the Father, you just are blessed so richly. We retired, and a lot of you have heard Dr. Jack talk before, so I know we retired from a chiropractic business where we were very busy. We made a very large income. I was his assistant in the office. I'm a registered nurse, and I was his chiropractic assistant, and we made quite a bit of money, and we did ties to different causes, but we didn't have the blessings like we have here, and now we make probably a fifth or less of what we made, which we would never thought we could live on this, but yet we seem to have more money, and we have more to live on now than we ever did, and it's the word of Yahweh that fills us and feeds our thirst and our hunger. And my buddy was talking today about tithing to the Father, and that, you know, the Bible says we should give 10%, but what if we give 20%? What's the Father going to give back to us? And my husband and I'm really fortunate because my husband has always been very committed to the Father and to tithing, and he's been very generous to all people of Jacob Israel that have a need, and he's really taught me a lot in tithing and in generosity. And the Father blessed us for this, so I really praise the almighty name of Yahweh tonight, and I thank him for Pastor Buddy and for giving him truth to share with the rest of Jacob Israel. So, well, let's go on here. Sister Selma, why don't you give us a testimony? This is Pastor Buddy's wife, and she's looking nervous right now, but she's going to give us a beautiful testimony here. Hi, Selma.
Well, I just want to say I'm glad to be here and for all of Yahweh's blessings tonight and for all the good I said, Nuggets that I have received in here, and Dr. Jackson, Sister Chris is home, and with all my brothers and sisters, and just praising Yahweh and giving him all the glory for his feet. It is a command that we keep his feet 3 times a year, and the main thing is tonight we realize that his commandment is the number one thing in our lives, that we do love him and keep him number one, which is the first commandment. And as scripture says, to cry out loud and to let the people know tonight that do we keep his commandments? Do we love his commandments? If we say that we love him and don't keep his commandments, he says we are a liar and the truth is not in us. And really what my heart's desire is to get the message out for the children of Yahweh tonight, that their children, if they don't train them up, like the Bible says, in the way that they should go, they have not got a chance, because when you raise your children, you need to start when they're a baby to read them the commandments and to instill in them Yahweh's word and his love. And I just praise him tonight for that. And it is so important that you realize that every day you sit down with your children and you go with the commandments with them and you pray with them and you let them know, you be the example for them, and it'll make a difference in their life of life and death. So I can't say enough on that. That is the main thing, is his commandments, and then at the feast 3 times a year, and it is a command. A lot of people don't know this, and also the tithing and all other things. These are just like secrets that he reveals so that we can get our blessings. It's either a blessing or a curse.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, who you will serve, it's either Yahweh or Satan. You know, you can't be in the middle. He said if he was lukewarm, he would see you out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that it's really important tonight that we get on the ball for Yahweh, get on fire for him, and help one another, exhort one another daily, encourage each other to push toward the mark of the high calling. We are in a race here, and we can't look back. It's to him that endures until it ends. And I just praise Yahweh for putting that desire in my heart and the love of Yahweh. He has given me his love. And the Bible speaks of the love, which is charity. And without it, there's nothing matters. Nothing will profit you anything without it. And I'm just so thankful to be here. And I guess I'll just pass it on to Sister Nancy here tonight. Praise Yahweh for Sister Nancy.
Hallelujah. That was a beautiful testimony, Sister Selma. And we really appreciate that. That was Thelma, Pastor Buddy's wife. And now Sister Nancy is going to give us a testimony. She's from the congregation in Utah as well also. And she's down here fellowshipping with us. And she's just a wonderful sister and a blessing to all of us. So Sister Nancy, give us your testimony.
My name is Nancy, and I'm a little nervous.
Praise Yahweh.
Sister, that was a hard act to follow.
That's a spirit with you, sister.
And I've been following what I call God pretty much my whole life, and never really knew the name Yahweh. And it's amazing where we get the truth, and sometimes in the most unusual places. And I was at a meeting that was kind of most unusual, and I met a sister there that asked me if I knew my... Please, again, I'm a little nervous.
That's okay, they all are.
My heart's racing here. And I was at a meeting, and a sister asked me what I called my Heavenly Father, if I knew his name, and I said, well, I either call him my Heavenly Father or I call him God. And she said, well, do you know his name? And I looked at her kind of puzzled, and I thought, I wonder what she means by this. And so she handed me a track, and in the track was she's going to get some time reapers. And the first thing I saw that the truck said that the Creator knows your name. Do you know what his is? And it said that his name was Yahweh. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting, Yahweh. Hmm. So I went home and I read the tract, and she asked me later on what I thought about it. And I said, well, it seems to make perfect sense, actually. I put to it right away. I said, it seems to make perfect sense to me. However, I'm going to have to do a little bit of study on that and get back to you. And anyways, that's how I came about learning the name Yahweh. Like I said, it was kind of an unusual meeting. It wasn't a typical meeting. And it was a place you wouldn't think to find the truth. So I feel like when the Father wants you to hear his name and when he feels you're ready to hear the truth, it doesn't really matter where you're at. You can get truth, really, in unusual places. And for me, it's totally changed my life hearing about Yahweh. And I thank Yahweh for, you know, me being his child. And my life has been really a complete turnabout. I had a lot of things happen to me over the last couple of years. And at the time, some of the things I wasn't really understanding what was going on in my life. And what regular people in the world might say were bad things that were happening to me. And I kept hanging on to the only thing that I had was the Father and his truth. And I got sick and literally got kind of knocked down and laid up for about 5 months. And it turns out that I had plenty of time to read and study. And that's when the Father started showing me some real truth and I started learning more about Yahweh. And he took me to some different places. He led me out of where I was at, took me out of a job that I hated, and I was sick at the time when I first learned his name. And since then, I've managed to, with the Father's help and learning his truth, he showed me a lot about health, put me with some people that have helped to make me well and have helped to teach me more about the name of Yahweh. Led me to the state of Tennessee because I was crying out as to where I should go once I lost my job in the state of Florida. I wanted to go where there are like-minded people and believers, and I wanted to hear more and learn more about Yahweh. And so I asked the Father where he wanted me to go. I was heading up to the state of Virginia, and I prayed, and all I kept getting from the Father at that time was go to the mountains. So I basically got in my car and started heading up to what I thought was the state of Virginia, and got led to the state, actually, of Tennessee, but I moved over to Kentucky, and there weren't like-minded people. And then when I was driving past, I saw the House of Yahweh, and I thought, wow, you know, there's a preacher there that knows his real name. So it took me maybe about 6 weeks after that I saw, again, I went to an unusual meeting and rally, and ran into a brother there that started talking about the flag, the Confederate flag of Jacob Israel. And afterwards, I went over and shook his name, and I said, you know, you know a lot of truth, brother, and I'd like to find out where you do your Bible study, because I'm kind of new to the area. And he said, the House of Yahweh, you know what that is? And I said, yes, as a matter of fact, I do. And he said, well, come on down. We had a pretty good pastor there. And I started going to the House of Yahweh and got the rest of the truth and the rest of the story, as they say. And it's been an interesting, as I said to one brother when he came into the name of Yahweh, I said, buckle up, brother, because you're in for the ride of your life. And it has been a joyous ride, and you learn many things. You become involved with the family of Yahweh, and it really is quite exciting. Yahweh does so much for you. He took away materialistic things in my life, but brought me many other joys. And I ended up being blessed and gave back to the name of Yahweh. And my husband and I put Pastor Buddy Johnson on the internet and helped him get started so that he could reach out to other brothers and sisters like yourself that don't know the truth, because we care about people finding out the truth. And it makes a difference in your life. Things aren't always easy sometimes, but Yahweh does give you unspeakable joy, and it's a joy like you've never known, and a joy you won't certainly regret. But sometimes there can be some hard times. But as long as you maintain your daily walk with the fellow brethren and in the Lord, He'll help keep you strong. And I just want to tell you all that if you haven't checked out the name of Yahweh, please forgive me again. I'm so nervous. I've never talked on the radio before. And if you haven't checked out the name of Yahweh, you need to do that for yourself and for your children. And we keep the Sabbath also, and we honor the feast three times a year. And Yahweh has made it, it was fortunate for us. He cleared the way for us to be able to attend the feast. And we really enjoy it. And I just want to let you know that I love the Father, and he has really changed my life. And I just want to say thank you to Yahweh, and praise Yahweh. And I'll pass you on to another sister. Praise Almighty Yahweh. Thank you, Sister Nancy. That was a beautiful testimony, and it's a lot for you to come on here. And I think it took a lot for all of us to come on, because we all like to talk, like the men say, all the women like to talk, but we're nervous getting in front of an audience that we don't know. But if we could see you face to face and we could fellowship with you and know your brothers and sisters of Jacob Israel, then we'd lose our nervousness real fast. But thank you very much for that testimony, Nancy. Now we're going to hear from a sister, Arlene. And Arlene's been a faithful servant of Yahweh for many years. She attends all the feast days, worship services, all their services, and she loves the Father dearly. She knows scripture like she can quote scripture to you, and she knows it, and she can tell you where it's at. And she's a wonderful sister, and we just really love her. So, Arlene, give us your testimony.
Okay, I'm Arlene Adams from Strawberry Plains, Tennessee. And I just wanted to praise Yahweh for the opportunity to be here and to talk to you on a public address system. This is the first time I've ever done it this way. I am very grateful to Yahweh for all the experiences that I have ever had in my entire life and all the people that I've ever known and have met with and have talked with and everything. And also, all the people that I know right now, the people that are in this room with me, they have all taught me so much. And every time I get together with them, I learn something new that I've never known before. It's really amazing. That's the way it is. I would like to give you a short rundown of Yahweh's leadership in my life. In 1959, I was going to high school. I was finishing up my senior year in high school, and Mama had this book called The Communist Infiltration of the Methodist Church. And I read that thing, and then I began to realize, you know, it answered a lot of my questions about what was going on and everything. So I read that book, and then, you know, I kept it in mind, and I kept going to church and everything, and kept learning. And then in 1968, George Wallace was running for governor, for president of the United States, and I worked in the campaign for him, and I worked with one man, and he went off to school, and another man came on. And after the Wallace campaign was over in 1969, he introduced me to the fact that we were Israel. And, you know, at first, you know, it was kind of, you know, it was kind of hard to believe, but then he didn't have to do too much talking until I did believe it. And I used to study the Bible. I've studied the Bible since I was 9 years old, and I've read it through about this five times. And I've often thought, well, wouldn't it be wonderful if we were Israel? And I found out that we were. And I just the best news I have ever heard in my entire life or anything else. But anyway, I just kept on going to meetings and more identity meetings, and then from now until from then until now, and right now I'm learning things that, you know, never thought were possible, really. And some of the things we're doing now is different from what I've been doing. And it's just very. Such a blessing to me. I've met so many people, and I'm looking forward to learning more, and I'm looking forward to the further plans that Yahweh has for his people. and it was in the spinal culmination of everything, and all the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's just about sums it all up. I guess don't know what else to say right now, but I might say something later, but I'd like to pass the phone on to somebody else right now.
Oh,
thank
you. Okay, that was really a wonderful testimony, Sister Arlene, and we really appreciate that. We appreciate your testimony, Sister Arlene, and what you told us about your life and telling us what you said, the public being in a public address system and assuring of all these people, the brothers and sisters, and we know you do have a true love for Yahweh, as everybody in this room does. We all love our Heavenly Father, and that's what's given us courage to be able to come here and, like we said, to share with the rest of you our hearts and what's on our minds. So we have another sister here that is in Andrews, and we may be coming up on the break here in a little bit, but just you can talk, and then we'll have her come back on after the break if we cut her testimony off. I know she has a lot to say and to share with us, and she's... This girl, she won't tell you this about herself, so maybe I'll just talk till the break. Christy, she's Pastor Jim's wife, and she won't brag on herself, but she's a true servant of Yahweh. She does things for people that other people don't even know about, and she's there if you need somebody. She's there for you day or night. You know, she runs in and helps the sick, and she cooks meals, and she'll clean the house, and she works outside of the home besides, and, you know, she's a hard-working woman, and I think she probably gets about 2 or 3 hours of sleep a night. It's really about all the time she lays her head on the pillow, because she is in service to the brothers and sisters, and she's just done just some wonderful things for people. She makes people's clothes, and she cooked over, because I had to make some, and she was trying to save me more from so much to get me. Well, this is a Shepherd's Call. Back on the air, we're filling in the women in Andrews, North Carolina at the feast days. They're filling in for Pastor Buddy Johnson. And if you can catch the first half, the women are giving testimonies on what the Father has done for us, what he means for us, his love for all of us. And if you missed the first half, you missed some beautiful testimonies. But and when we closed out there, we came down to break. We're just getting ready to put Sister Christy on here. And as I said before, she's Pastor Jim's wife. And some scripture that's come to mind, I was saying she wouldn't pat herself on the back or tell you all of her virtues. But some good scripture to describe this sister would be Proverbs 31:10. And it says, "Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She speaketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like a merchant's ship. She brings her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to the maiden. She considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruits of her hand. She planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, for clothing of salt and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant.
strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of the household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth Yahweh, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Well, that kind of sums it all up about Sister Christie, and she can do all these things. I mean, she's capable of all these accomplishments, and if you didn't hear from, we're talking, going down the break, she keeps her household running orderly, she works outside of the home, she does feed the needs of many other people, she forsakes her own needs for others daily, and her husband does praise her. He knows that he won't find another gem like this. Well, he might find another one, but we don't know of any other gem like this in Jacob Israel. So, Christy, can you give us the testimony?
Praise Yahweh. Glad to be here tonight. Maybe I'm glad to get to be here to fellowship with the other sisters. And I know there's a lot of sisters out there that do not get to have fun to enjoy being with other sisters and being able to get the fellowship and the wisdom. I don't know how I would have made it through everything that's going on if I hadn't been for my other sisters to be able to lean on and be able to get their support when I needed. And that's been many times. And I hope that any well-being sisters that's out there listening tonight that we have everything that listens to Pastor Buddy's show and would like to be able to come over here and spend time with us would do so. We would really like their presence, and once you get in this family, I mean, you can't call this friendship. This is a family. We're always there for one another. Yahweh has just done so many wonders in all of our lives, and you have to come and spend the time with. We're going to need to be able to understand what I'm talking about. And there's just many of us that would like to welcome more. And if you have any questions or need to talk to any of the sisters, any of the brothers also, we have been talking now and then. We're here and we want to help everyone we can. I've got many blessings in my life with these wonderful people and my great husband. I've seen beautiful children and one great grandson that I cannot bear not to mention. And the blessings Yahweh has given us is beyond words. And I hope and pray that everyone of you that has Yahweh in your mind at all, in your heart at all, that please reach out. Listen to Pastor Buddy. He has done so many wonders for each and every one of us. And my husband, Pastor Jim, has become quite well-versed and has been a great blessing for all of us here in Andrews. And I thank you for being able to let me be on here.
Well, praise Almighty Yahweh. Thank you for that testimony, Christy. Christy brought to mind when she's talking about the fellowship that we have with the brethren. And I brought to mind a scripture to me in Acts 4:32. And it says, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. And we are more than friends. We are sisters in the faith. But we have a love for each other that goes beyond the love that we understand of family love. That we have in our biological families, when we have the love of the Father in us, and that's what the one heart is. It's the heart of Yahweh. And we just praise His almighty name and thank Him for that special love. So, do you have anything else you want to say, Chris, here?
No, And I really just pray Yahweh, and I pray that many of you will call after listening to this program and let Betty know, Pastor Betty know that we didn't mess with this program too bad. And that we'd love you and thank you, every one of you. And praise Yahweh and bless each and every one.
Yeah, thank you, Christy. That was a wonderful testimony. And like Christy said, you know, we know we're really blessed here that that we get to have one another's fellowship. And there's nothing like sisters that can work together in the kitchen and put on a beautiful Passover feast and, you know, feed the rest of the people that come. And we just really do appreciate each other. And there's my sisters out there that are thinking about coming and think that it's just a bunch of men together. Well, that's not true. There are a lot of women here. And of all different ages, well, I won't give you our ages, but we have young 20s to 60s, and I don't know if we have 70-year-olds with us right now, but so there are women of all ages. We all have different backgrounds, but the one thing we have in common is that we are Israelites, and we all love our Heavenly Father. So we have another sister here that we'd like to hear from. And this is Sister Susan, and we call her Susie. We're kind of laughing because Susie, we love her, and we call her Susie because we've known her since she was a little girl, and she's still Susie to us, but I think she likes to be called Sue, so whatever she wants to call herself here tonight. Sue, why don't you give us your testimony?
Well, praise Yahweh, and I'm so blessed to be here tonight. And, I'm nervous too.
Pray, Charlie.
They've about wrapped it up with all that they've said, and I'm just grateful that we have a family that we do have, and that the family just keeps growing. And I've been blessed all my life. Most of the time, I didn't even realize it. And my dad, when he would talk to me about a lot of the things and the truth and stuff. And when I was younger, Pastor Jim, that is, when I was younger, I didn't want to quite hear it all, but I heard, my third eye soaked it all in, and I'm just so grateful that to be able to come into this at a younger age than most, and that Yahweh would bless me in such a way. And I just, I'm overwhelmed. Happiness.
Hallelujah.
But, and we've all been through troubled times and stuff, but we hold each other up, and we pray His Almighty name. We keep Him on our minds all the time. And that's the main thing to do right there is, you feel that empty space. And before I was baptized, I felt so confused all the time. I didn't know what to do, and then I baptized and met Pastor Buddy, and he's been such a blessing in my life. Also, he's done really love talking to him. One good thing about Buddy is he'll talk to you about anything. And
let me share to butt in here, but to help you out, because I know you like to talk back and forth to other people, and so you don't feel like you're just talking out to the radio airwaves. So. But one thing you did share with me one time, how, and you kind of alluded to this, but how you had such an emptiness inside of you and a void that you said it was just like going to heart there, or something just totally missing in your life, and you were so empty. And I remember how beautiful it was, your testimony, and you said that Yahweh came and filled up that emptiness. And that I've never forgotten that, and I share that with a lot of other people, your testimony. When they show up, you just, they're off running after things in the world, and thinking that if you buy one more thing, that it'll fill you up and it'll make you happy. But just like tomorrow never comes, well, one more thing never fills up that emptiness. And Yahweh is the only thing that can do that. And you have a beautiful child that, why don't you tell us about your son if you want to. If you don't want to on the airwaves, that's fine.
that you're raising them up in the ways of Yahweh.
Yes, I'm very happy and blessed with my son. He knows the Father's name, and he calls upon him, he sings to him, and it's a very, it's hard to describe, it's just one of the most beautiful blessings to see your own baby be able to grow up in the truth at such an early age. And that's what I'm striving for every day of my life. And what's the emptiness, you know, I almost went down that path from my life, wanting to chase after materialistic stuff. And after I got to know the Father and know the Lord, once I learned his name, it really completed me in that way, because it's like calling upon God and Lord, that it says that people will know him by his name. And so that confused me for the longest time. And after I found out his name and searched it and talked along, I mean, it was just a major blessing. But I just feel that if anybody wants to speak the truth and don't let that materialistic stuff get in their way, and want to join such a magnificent family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we open our arms to you, and we're here for you. And no matter what you're going through, just remember that the Father and call upon him, because he is there for you.
Yeah.
And the love is the main thing that just blows me away. There's so much love among us that it just fills your heart. And when you praise him, even at the appointed times, my dad always said, well, part of the reason why he's so confused is this isn't your home. And after I learned more about that, when I praise him and thank him at the appointed times, I feel so much closer to home.
Appreciate
I feel so grateful that my parents and Pastor Jim, that everybody in the world, patient with me, and they helped me along through hard times and everything. And I'm just so thankful.
Oh, praise Yahweh. This little sister is a blessing to all of us, because it's so easy for young people to they get caught in the snares and the traps of the world, and they go running after things that the world teaches them to run after. And, you know, we have television and movies, and, you know, we see all this miscegenation and the promoted, and, you know, the body piercing, the tattoos, and, you know, the dyeing the hair and everything. And, you know, we thank Yahweh that this young lady was able to not get trapped in that, and to get into the Word of Yahweh and to get into his name at such a young age. And she's just been a blessing to all of us. And you know, in some ways I'm kind of envious of her parents, because they had the truth when their children were young. And these children have turned out to be a blessing, whereas, you know, some of the rest of us, we didn't have the truth, and we raised them up in the way that we thought was right, and we've lost them to the world. We haven't given up on them. We haven't given up hope, but we have lost them to the world, and, you know, we're trying to recapture them and get them back. But with this this young sister, and this contestant, I'm sure Johnson, I know who the youngest one is here, but anyway, one of the youngest ones, that she's just been a joy and a blessing to all of us, and you know, her youth and her beauty, and it's just wonderful to have a sister like her. Arlene, you said you might have something else to say. Did you think of something else you'd like to share with us? All right. Well, here's Arlene again, and she already gave us her testimony, but I knew she said she was going to have something later, and now it's come to her, so go ahead and share that with us, sister.
Okay. It's really heartwarming to hear the testimony of other sisters and everything. It helps you to get to know them better,
mm-hmm.
and to appreciate them more, so I was real thankful to get to hear him. Another thing I wanted to praise Yahweh for and thank him for was the health things like milk with hair and
other
vitamins and herbs and stuff and marijuana and everything. Because I've been having trouble with my teeth, and now finally I got some way to fix them. It makes them quit hurting. They'll just hurt and hurt and hurt. But now I'm finally getting them, finally find the way to heal all of
that.
And it's good to find out something like this and to maybe be able to share it with somebody else to lead to better health and get away from the, some way to get away from the junk food and the fact that a lot of our food is not as good as it should be, as lower as depleted and everything. We need to find out some way to put life back into our soul. Like when Christian Bible teaches us how to treat our land, and we need to get back and study how and study in detail how to do our land the way Yahweh has intended us to do it.
Yes, we do.
We cannot do that. We cannot get straightened out. We can't have better health. We can't do a lot of things until we do that and follow other instructions in the book. That's just the way it is. And
Well, that was wonderful sharing with us about these health issues. And yes, there's products out there on the market, and Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack both call the Miracle 2 products. We've been using them since last year at this time. We were introduced to them, and we've just seen some magnificent health results from using these products. And Clayton Tuttison got these products from Heavenly Father. Came as handwriting on the wall like Nebuchadnezzar had, and he wrote the formula down, and he came up with this product and used it as their soap, and there's different products. But anyway, we've just seen some remarkable results. The one thing Clayton says, when you use a product, use them and give the glory to Almighty Yahweh, give the glory to the Father, and we thank him for that. And Sister, I brought up something here about, with that sister sitting here and sharing. And that's a beautiful thing about giving testimonies, because we can look at each other's heart. We can see each other, because we pour our hearts out, to Yahweh and to other people, and let them know where we're coming from, what we're about. And we all know that, Sue said, this isn't our home. We all know that we come from someplace else, and we're pilgrims, on a long journey. And this helps us to reach out and share with each other, and just builds that love, the love for each other, and the commonality we have with each other. So, well, this has been a fantastic evening. It's been a beautiful day. We had a fantastic time yesterday. We've had a wonderful time together today, and we thank Pastor Buddy for letting us come on here to gab. And woo, praise Yahweh. And but we all love the Father, and we especially love our husbands that are our head, that are over us, that the Father is their head, and that they are obedient to the Father. And we appreciate those men for allowing us to come on here and share our thoughts and our hearts with you. So, well, I'll give this back to you, Pastor Buddy. And again, thank you very much for having us all on here.
Well, thank you, Sister Chris, and all the sisters here that's been testifying tonight about the great things that the Heavenly Father has provided for us and supplied every need that we have in this life to give him glory, praise, and honor. You see, we were created to give him glory and to praise him. There's one thing that our Heavenly Father cannot do. That's one thing that he cannot do, and that's praise himself. He created us for his praise, and the Bible says that he inhabits the praise of his saints. And so what is the most beautiful thing that I have ever seen is the sisters that get their tambourines and their guitars and their strings instruments and things of this nature, and the brothers, and they begin to praise and lift up praise and honor. And it begins to flow through the assembly, the great things of praise that the Father, you know, he's just waiting for us to praise him. And the Bible said if we hold our peace and not praise him, that the stones will cry out. Well, in this day and time, you know, Sister Chris, you were alluding to the fact a while ago that many of our younger children, younger generations, gone over to tattooing and body piercing and things of this nature. And it seems like that they've got so rebellious in the last days that not many wise, not many noble, and not many people are seeking the Heavenly Father.
Yes.
But you know, he's going to have his kingdom,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to have his people.
That's
and
right.
So in the last days, we see it more and more, Chris, as one of the great things that I see is the Sabbath and the great rest area of life he's brought in the revelation of the last days. Is he's restoring his correct count system back into and given to the people of Israel. And that is the new moon services to begin marking the first day of the month. And then we count 6 working days, and then we keep a Sabbath. So that formula is tried and true, and it works. The only formula that I've seen, and I've seen several formulas, and I've, 40 years of this searching and wandering, praying, and fasting, and trying to get a hold of the truth. This is the revelation from heaven. Praise Yahweh. So we're delighted. If you'd like to call us tonight, you can simply call area code 828-321-1010. That's area code 828-321-1010. And if anybody out there would like to be interested in talking to the Sisters Network, well, you can do so by just dialing that number. That's area code 828-321-1010. So give some of the sisters here a call. They'd be glad to talk to you. You've heard the gentle nature of the sisters and the love that they have for the Creator and the Father and the purpose and the commandments and the love of Yahweh shed abroad in their hearts. And as the sisters have indicated to you, it's wonderful to serve them. Not only is it wonderful for the men, but for the women also. Well, Pastor Buddy, the shepherd's calling, and the time is coming gone. If you'd like to call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172, and you can call and leave a message there. We will be back in the first of the week out of the meeting here tonight. So if you'd like to write us, that's Post Office Box 2284, New Kansas, Tennessee. That's up 37824. Remember, I'm up with Israel, all that's been our sponsors tonight. Yahweh bless you. We'll see you Monday night on Truth Worldwide. Yahweh bless you. Shalom.
Thank you.